1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Today could be the busiest day of the year for air traveler, with around 3 million travelers expected. TSA Federal Security Director for Michigan, Reggie Stevens, tells ABC.
Travelers, just make sure that you arrive at the airport early. Give yourself enough time to get to the airport, to parking, to check in at the airline ticket counters, and also to go through security.
Weather could complicate today's travel, storms stretching from the Texas Panhandle to the Midwest and moving east. A private intelligence firm says attackers have seized a tanker linked to Israel off the coast of Yemen. No groups claimed responsibility, but other recent maritime attacks have been linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Another group of hostages expected to be released today, the third day of the four-day ceasefire. There were 13 Israelis and four foreigners released on Saturday. And Republican Congressman George Santos said on an X Spaces that he expects to be expelled from Congress when the House takes up an expulsion resolution this week. This is ABC News. As the holiday shopping season gets underway, shopping patterns may have changed. Americans are buying online, but they are still spending.
Americans are in a spending mood this weekend. It all started with Black Friday. With pandemic supply chain issues in the rearview mirror, Vivek Pandya, lead analyst with Adobe Digital Insights, says sales are brisk. Some of the hot items?
We're seeing great growth from electronics, apparel, toys, even cosmetics and jewelry.
Americans will spend $10 billion Friday to Sunday, and then even more.
Cyber Monday, we're expecting 6.1% year-on-year growth. That will help the day generate about $12 billion in online retail spend.
More people opting for buy now, pay later. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Pope Francis says he will travel to Dubai next weekend for the UN Climate Summit, a day after the Pope said he was taken to a hospital for a CT scan after he came down with what the Vatican called a mild flu. Pope did not appear at the window overlooking St. Peter's Square, but addressed the crowd by video. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Ho, 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 ho. Auto Value has once again teamed up with Toys for Tots to help deliver hope to less fortunate children this Christmas. Now through December 15th, you can drop off a new unwrapped toy or cash donation at any participating Auto Value parts store. Your toy or cash donation will not only help Santa, but also allow one more child to experience the magic of Christmas. On behalf of everyone at Auto Value and the North Pole, we thank you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Chris from Middleton. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
I'm a Democrat. I totally agree that there's been too much corporate influence probably in the Democratic Party. I liked how Bernie talked about economic issues, and I agree we need more of that. But I don't think we can also afford to shy away from the identity politics. In fact, we've got to lean into the identity politics and not be shy about it.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. After hearing oral arguments Tuesday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is weighing a legal challenge to the state's legislative boundaries. The eventual ruling could mean a lot for next year's elections, as Mike Moan reports.
The redistricting process might not resonate with all voters, but Nick Ramos of the Watchdog Wisconsin Democracy Campaign urges the public to pay attention. He says there's a lot at stake.
For over 12 years now, we've been living under a very rigged, gerrymandered map with a rigged, gerrymandered legislature.
Wisconsin is considered a 50-50 state for statewide elections, but Republican lawmakers hold overwhelming majorities in the legislature. Republicans have long defended how they've drawn up districts. This case doesn't focus on their seat advantage, but rather on two constitutional issues: the separation of powers involving a past ruling on current maps, and whether the districts are contiguous enough. Ramos says legal cases in general can take time to play out, but he predicts a rather quick timeline for a decision because of the potential implications for 2024 legislative races.
If there is a situation where the court looks at the maps and says they're unconstitutional for whatever reason, and then if that means if we're throwing out the maps and drawing new maps, then it sounds like everybody is going to be up for election.
He stresses a lot would go into whether a full set of new maps is required, including enough notice to legislative members. In past redistricting rulings in the U.S., courts have ordered varying levels of changes. It's also possible the case goes before the U.S. Supreme Court, depending on the state-level decision. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org. Support for this reporting was provided by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Dow.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow today. Otherwise, overcast skies. High of 30, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 12. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 24.
Broadcasting from atop the water tower.
Well, not really, but it sounds fun.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, we're gonna have a good day.
This is the Empowered Caregiver Show. If you are a caregiver or know someone who is, this show is meant to uplift you through education and support, while also lifting up every caregiver's invaluable role in society. Now, here is the Empowered Caregiver and your host, Liza Helen Brand.
You are listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and I am your host, Eliza Hellenbrand. Today, I will be talking with Dr. Regina Lark, who I could talk to for hours. I'm sure of it. I'm absolutely sure of it. On a whole wide range of different topics. She is the author of Psychic Debris, Crowded Closets, which is in its third edition. Psychic Debris and Crowded Closets is about understanding the relationship between the stuff in our head and what's under our bed. The latest edition will also help you unlock the mysteries of managing your relationship with time. Okay, Regina, that sounds fascinating. Not even why I had you here today, but I had to throw it out there because people have got to know that this book exists. What I reached out to you for is you are also the author of Emotional Labor, Why a Woman's Work is Never Done and What to Do About It. Wow. Isn't that the number one question, right? And you also do the podcast with the same name or similar name, the Emotional Labor Podcast. Is that still – you're still putting out new episodes of that,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay. You know, I run across people in articles. I run across people or I read articles that are authored by people that are just interesting. And so, yeah, we'll just invite them. We'll do an episode. And it's nothing that is it's not something I have to do every week.
Sure. Sure. Great episodes out there. I recommend everyone find that, the Emotional Labor Podcast. And then you are also a productivity consultant and do training for business owners and their teams to increase productivity, manage time, and stop procrastination. To be honest, I am willing to bet that I am missing about 15 other things that you have done or that you're working on. you have on your website, reginalark.com, you have listed as your areas of expertise. And again, I am just saying this because every single one of these bullet points are like, yes, 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 I want to hear about that. I want to learn about that. So I want to know, I want people to know all the things that you've done and talked about because you sound like just an extreme wealth of knowledge. But you have listed on your website, you are an expert on chronic disorganization, executive functioning and ADHD, hello, that's me, hoarding, productivity, psychological connections between clutter and shame, special organization needs for people with ADD, ADHD, and autism, time management, women, emotional labor, mental load, and the workplace, and workplace productivity. Do you sleep? That's my first question. Let's start out. Do you sleep, Regina?
No, I just happen to be one of those individuals who need absolutely no sleep. So,
oh my gosh. And all of those topics are all so fascinating to me. So anyways, welcome. I don't even think I said welcome. Welcome for joining me today. I am so excited to talk to you tonight. Besides the question of, do you sleep though? There are so many things that I would love to talk to you, but like I said, I reached out because I saw your TED talk on emotional labor, the woman's work that is never done. So I will try my hardest to control my own ADD and focus on this topic alone, because this is what caregivers need to hear. This is huge. However, since you have so much knowledge, can you just kind of walk me through your professional journey, where you started out and what you're working on today? Because you have a lot of expertise in a lot of different areas.
Oh, we don't have much time, Liza.
I know. I was thinking about that. I thought, I'm never going to be able to ask her a question. I'm going to be so focused on everything she's doing and has done.
I always tell people, Google me. I'm proof nothing ever leaves the internet.
Well, you know what? That answer is fair enough. I can take that one. I'm Liza Hellenbrand, and you're listening to The Empowered Caregiver. Today, I'm speaking with Dr. Regina Lark, who caught my eye on the TED Talk that she did on emotional labor, titled Emotional Labor, The Myth of Women's Work. Regina, what is emotional labor?
Liza, emotional labor was actually a term that was coined in the 1980s by a sociologist whose name is Arlie Hochschild. And she used the term to describe the forced and the forced kindnesses and willingness to be kind on the job. That's not in anybody's job description. So she looked at food servers, and she looked at flight attendants, and she looked at the ways in which those roles were designed not only to do a particular task, take orders, serve food, clean up the dishes. I mean, there's tasks that are absolutely associated with being a food server, but the unmentioned, unwaged, unacknowledged really tasks that food servers and flight attendants exhibited to make those around them feel safe and seen, and you know that their needs were being met. There's sometimes, if you will, a quid pro quo to that. I give you my best service. I treat you as like a member of my family in the good way. And there's probably a nice tip on the other side of that, but it's the unacknowledged. It wasn't in the food service job description. So over the last few decades, journalists, psychologists, sociologists, and others adopted this term, taking it from the outside spaces of food service and the flight attendant industry into the home. Because in the home, emotional labor shows up similarly that it does as a flight attendant. You are very you're very much wanting to give love and concern and kindness and tenderness and to be there for the members of your family. It's the invisible work that is done usually by one member of the family, and it's often the women. Women are raised to notice everything around them and what has to be done and how to make those around them feel safe and comfortable, that their needs are met, that there's clean clothes and food on the table and all of the things that are really necessary for the running and the functioning of a household. aside from the physical work, laundry and shopping and all of that. It's the invisible work that I would define as emotional labor.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, emotional labor is caregiver.
But there are some caregivers that are getting paid to give care. Mm-hmm. Emotional labor is invisible, unseen, unnoticed, unacknowledged. It's what a lot of caregivers do, absolutely. But it's often unwaged. It's not in any job description. So you have the job description of caregiver. You're bringing somebody into your home. We work with a lot of the older adults in my company. And so a caregiver is hired, but that's a paid position.
right. Well, but you know, I a paid position, I'm sure, with still a lot of emotional labor, right? They're still making sure.
Absolutely. Yes. But in the context, we're talking about
the family caregiver.
The family caregiver also includes the huge long list of the physical properties of household management. Mm-hmm. So it's both invisible and visible, both intangible, like you're thinking about what's coming up next, and very tangible. We're at the grocery store. So exactly. It's both.
Yeah. And in your TED Talk, you say the physical work, the mental load, the emotional labor for women is never done. Here's a question for you. Why is that not the case for men?
Well, for good or ill, I have my PhD in women's history. This is how I answer the question, because I hear that, I get that a lot. Because again, the work of household management, you don't need the only body part you need is your executive functions of the brain. No other body part is required, except for, of course, breastfeeding and pushing a baby out. Right after the American Revolution was fought in the late 1700s here in the US, the founders of the country saying, well, we're gonna be growing this great republic and we've gotta have great leaders, and where are our great leaders gonna come from? And they hemmed and hawed, and one thing led to another, that great leaders come from a well-ordered home. And what historians coin is the term Republican motherhood.
Huh.
And at that moment, the weight of the republic is on her shoulders to produce the next generation of leaders.
Oh, to produce. Okay. All right. I feel like you were starting to lose me when you were saying the weight is on the women. And I thought they thought that back then. No, to produce.
To produce
right?
The next generation of leaders.
Yeah.
Have to come from a well-ordered home.
Gotcha. You are listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand. Today, I am speaking with Dr. Regina Lark, and when we come back, we will learn what it takes within a household to have a happier marriage. So go get your spouses and join us in just a few.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the Civic Media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan. Pam Yonke, welcome to Civic Media.
My pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County.
stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 a.m. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You are listening to The Empowered Caregiver, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand. Today I am talking with Dr. Regina Lark, author of Emotional Labor, Why Woman's Work is Never Done and What to Do About It. She also has the podcast, The Emotional Labor Podcast, which I highly recommend. So, Regina, so many questions, so little time. On your website, I'm going to get to the happy marriage part, but I'm going to stay focused here. I had one question for you before we went into break, and that was on your website, reginalark.com, you have a list of things that you present on or presented on, and one of the topic was the emotional labor of the perpetual ask. If I've asked you once, I've asked 100 times, and now I'm a nag, right? What is it about the ask that turns, can you please put your cup in the dishwasher, into a full-blown argument? Can you expand on that?
Liza, honestly, I don't get that. It is beyond me why two adults living together with love and shared responsibilities, I don't understand how one person can really ignore the request of another person. Because putting a cup in the dishwasher typically is not an unreasonable request.
You would think, right?
It gets requested a lot. And again, I have come to know that, let's say it's women who, there's a wife is, honey, can you put your cup in the dishwasher? Cup doesn't go in the dishwasher. Oh, I don't know if did, I had asked. Yeah, I heard you. You know what I mean? It could become really stupid right away.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I hear within couples is, let me frame this. So it will be important to her to get the kitchen cleaned up right after dinner. So that's a value to her.
Okay.
And it's not a value to the other adult in the house.
I'm following you like way more than right. I want to be able to follow you, but I'm right there.
So it's like, how is it that these two people who really love each other, because if it's a value to one person and the other person doesn't care, then make that your value too. Because no harm, no foul. It's nice and neat. It's nice to walk into a clean kitchen in the morning. I mean, those things are nice and they're appreciated. And your day can start off without cussing the person who was supposed to do the dishes. So when it doesn't matter at all, they could care less whether it gets loaded in the morning or in the or after dinner. If that person could, if the husband could care less, then why don't you care more about how she feels? Then take that over to a more caring economy. Think of being more caring about how your wife feels about putting the cup in the dishwasher. It's no skin off your nose. It doesn't make you any less of a person. Everybody uses cups. Everybody uses the sheets. Everybody uses the towels. This is you manage the household together. So,
right.
You know, I see. So again, I'm always so perplexed when I hear put the cup in the dishwasher becomes an argument after a while. And I think, well, what the heck is marriage? I mean, it's like, well, why do people live together if they have arguments about putting cups in the dishwasher? I don't understand that, but I do know that this happens in a lot of homes. And so how do you ameliorate that?
It does. And, you know, we could do a whole show on put your cup in the dishwasher. I think I'm like my wheels are spinning in all sorts of directions right now. One, I said before we went into commercial break, go get your spouses. And why the heck didn't I get mine? Because he needs to be hearing this. And two, I'm thinking about this because this is a fight that's gone on in our house. I've been married for 21 years, a bazillion times. And I'm trying to think of what the pushback is. And I kind of think of it. And I'm kind of determining at the same time, do I even want to go there? But I'll let you just touch on it. Okay, you said, if I value a clean kitchen and I ask my husband to help me tidy up the kitchen and he says, no, I don't care if it's clean or not. And I say, well, it's a value to me. So if you love me, then...
No, I wouldn't put a qualifier on it.
Thank you.
I think we have to have real and loving and kind and open and transparent communication with each other. It's asking a husband being able to ask his wife, I want to hear more about that. Why is that a value? Tell me more about that. I mean, having these loving, kind, open communications. Also, the other thing I heard you say is he's helping you tidying up. We're not talking about help. We're not talking about tidying. We want someone to take ownership of cleaning the kitchen after dinner.
Thank you.
So there's that too.
No, I need this. I need you a lot. Like, trust me, I need you. So, okay. I'm also thinking, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on it, but I feel like if I'm thinking of it, there's got to be other people listening, thinking of it too. Right. And that is, what if I get from my husband, well, don't try to make your values my values. What do you say to that?
Honestly, I don't know what kind of conversations you've had before this. I don't know why he would even question it. I really don't. It's like, this is something I value. I want to help you understand why I value it. I want us to be harmonious. I also don't want to be the person that's doing all this damn work because it's a lot of work. One quick and dirty experiment that couples who are really struggling with this, go into separate rooms and write down everything you each do in the house, everything. And then in loving and gentle and kind tones, compare lists. See what could be off, see what could be taken off the list. See what could be moved to another list. And if you can't do this with love and kindness, do it in front of a good mental health professional.
Yeah, I hear you. You know what? I still have so many more questions. Do you have a few minutes to stick around?
Sure.
All right, because we still didn't get to the creating happy marriage and what your advice is there. And that works out perfect because it now gives me enough time to go get my husband. So the whole family will be back to hear you in just a few minutes.
Oh, dear.
Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
Today could be the busiest day of the year for air traveler, with around 3 million travelers expected. TSA Federal Security Director for Michigan, Reggie Stevens, tells ABC.
Travelers, just make sure that you arrive at the airport early. Give yourself enough time to get to the airport, to parking, to check in at the airline ticket counters, and also to go through security.
Weather could complicate today's travel, storms stretching from the Texas Panhandle to the Midwest and moving east. A private intelligence firm says attackers have seized a tanker linked to Israel off the coast of Yemen. No groups claimed responsibility, but other recent maritime attacks have been linked to the Israel-Hamas war. Another group of hostages expected to be released today, the third day of the four-day ceasefire. There were 13 Israelis and 4 foreigners released on Saturday. And Republican Congressman George Santos said on an X Spaces that he expects to be expelled from Congress when the House takes up an expulsion resolution this week. This is ABC News.
The Badgers win back the axe. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers beat Minnesota 28-14 in Minneapolis. That's the sound of the Badgers' offensive line chopping down the Gophers' goalposts with Paul Bunyan's axe after the game. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell.
That was a special night. That was a special game. I got to give it to our guy. I mean, the heart, the soul, the grit. But I just mean that the ability to sustain some things. Because at the end of the year, we all know there's nicks and bruises. There's guys that are hurt. There's plenty of guys that I said there's no way they would have played today, and they did.
The Badgers now 7-5 and wait for a bowl bid. The Gophers finish at 5-7. Head coach P.J. Fleck.
Sorry, we weren't able to give you the year that you all probably really wanted. There's a lot of things. And I mean, at one point, there were 5 freshmen, 6 freshmen on that defense on the field at one time today. That's not where you want to be, and there's a lot of reasons for that.
That's Minnesota head coach P.J. Fleck. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for snow today, otherwise overcast skies. High of 30, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows dip down to about 12. A dusting of snow today. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM, right now 24.
An RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay, Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. What, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You
You are listening to the Empowered Caregiver Show, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand. Today, I am talking with Dr. Regina Lark, author of Emotional Labor, Why a Woman's Work is Never Done, and What to Do About It. So, two more questions for you that I just can't let you leave without asking. So, in one of your podcasts, you say, or you said something to the effect, if there was more gender equity in marriages, there would be less divorce. Regina, I know as obvious as the statement sounds, there's going to be some pushback from men saying, hell no, more housework is not what's going to make my marriage better. And I'm also willing to bet that there are some women out there who are thinking, oh man, if I had to deal with my husband being part of managing the house and kids, that's going to drive me to drink. So can you explain this concept to the skeptics? Because I absolutely agree with you.
If a wife doesn't want her husband's hands on household management, who cares? I don't know. If she doesn't want him, again, if this is not a problem in the marriage, then don't rock the boat. If he doesn't want, if she has expressed a desire to create more equity at home, if that is something that she wants to do for whatever reason, either to advance herself professionally or to have more downtime, it really doesn't matter. If she wants to share household management, then I want her husband to want that too.
That's good. And you know, I had to think about this again a little bit. My wheels are spinning in all sorts of directions. That for me, I'll use myself as an example. When I make that statement, oh man, getting my husband involved in all of this, that seems like a nightmare. That seems like a bad, bad, bad idea. It's not that I don't want the help. Here's where I'm stuck at. My identity is tied up in doing this. Yeah. So what do you have to say when a sorry soul like myself sits down in your chair?
I would encourage you to reevaluate identity. What does it mean to, what does that mean? Because here I would be hearing two things. One, you really want to share the burden of household management. So clearly it's not tied to every particle of your identity, because you have the thought to want to share it.
Right. I mean, I think that goes back to just like the generations of programming. It's not that I like to do laundry. I just had an argument with my son the other day, my 17-year-old son, about laundry, and I said, can you make the connection between me giving birth to you and me liking to do your laundry? Because I'm not getting it here. But I think it's that generations of, right, this is what women do, this quote unquote woman's work. So when I'm handing it over to my husband, sometimes I struggle with that because I feel like, oh, that's my, I need to be making the birthday cake. I need to be doing this. And I'm not saying it's right. Like, I messed up, or Gina, I need your help to save me, because it's not right. It's no, my husband should be doing half of this stuff, right?
Well, but again, it doesn't come out of a void. There's got to be a family conversation about this. When you write down all the things that each person is doing in the household, we've got to make the invisible work of household labor visible.
Right.
We have to. We have to help our family. I mean, again, I'm so tired of saying women have to help families. Women have to help men understand this. I get tired of saying that because it's like, come on, we're adults. If right. you see struggle, step in and partner with your spouse. I see. So I don't, you know, on the one hand, is it our responsibility to teach them what they need to do to partner with us? Or do we just send them into therapy and say, go learn how to partner with me? I mean, I don't know what those solutions are. I know that there's got to be conversation. I know that there's got to be love. I know that we have to make the invisible work of household management visible as we can.
And, you know, good question. Do you send them off to therapy? Do you teach them yourself? I would say this, and this is where, you know, I am learning and growing as we speak. I didn't realize this would turn into such a therapy session, but it's probably why I've been so darn excited to talk to you for so long, is we also need to be teaching our children, and I have two boys, and we need to be raising our boys in such a fashion that that this isn't a conversation, a battleground. You know what I mean? It's kind of, they go into relationships with it being a given.
Yeah.
So lesson learned. I'm learning so much.
This is setting your son up for real life.
Oh.
And you know, he you know, women, it's... There's so much to say about
this. I know, right? And if my husband thinks that his wife is going to do his laundry forever, good luck. Good luck with that, pal. You know what? I could stay on this topic forever, but I've got some more guests that I am waiting to speak with. And I have one last question. Again, super huge question, 2 minutes to answer it. Good luck. But I just want to shift gears a little bit because November is National Family Caregivers Month. And each year a new theme is created. This year's theme is #CaregiversConnect. This theme focuses on the importance of caregivers staying connected. I say this myself frequently, you know, caregivers really need a tribe for their own emotional well-being. And under your past presentations on your website, you have listed a presentation that you did, Uplift and Elevate, Reimagining the Sisterhood. And the description says, women's bodies and brains are being crushed by the weight of emotional labor. And we think we're the only ones experiencing the heaviness of it all. Regina makes the case for reimagining our sisterhood and why developing these relationships can be so damn powerful. Wow. I love the sound of that. Can you tell me a little bit more?
I truly believe that women ought to be each other's greatest cheerleaders and supporters. I think that we live with a historical myth that we're in competition with each other, and we are not. We understand, we communicate. I talk to a lot of women who are raising children on their own. And some of them don't have any family support around them. So I encourage them to create their own sisterhood, connect with other women in their situations, learn how to barter with each other, buy houses together, you know, live more communally with each other instead of siloed. And feeling like we're really alone in doing this. We are alone when we're by ourselves doing all the work of household management and caregiving and the myriad tasks that go along with that. So in the 1950s, it sounds kind of silly, but women got together every afternoon for coffee klatches. Now, I'm sure that there was vodka involved also, but It was connection and togetherness and getting away from the isolation of household management, right? Because we still, you know, we continue to call it women's work for some reason. And I think that's where husbands kind of get stuck, because they weren't raised to notice what women are raised to notice. They just weren't. I think where I get kind of pushed is if she says it more than once, how is it that that doesn't become part of how they now do things? You know, if she's expressed anything beyond let's partner with this and he doesn't follow suit, that's the part I don't get.
Yeah. Well, there's so many things that we aren't taught. We're not taught gender equity. Yeah. At least we should be instilling it a lot more. We're not taught on how to have successful, easy for me to say, relationships. I mean, there's so many things that should be taught in schools, but yet another topic that we could spend hours on. But I want to thank you, Regina. Personally, you've helped me and you've raised my level of awareness. You helped me point out some things that I need to do to raise sons that get this out of the gate. And there's just so much more that I could talk to you about. And I hope that I can have you on again in the future.
Sure. Thank you for letting me join you today.
Yes. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Okay. Back at you.
All right. Take care. And next, we are going to be joined with Chaos Riddle. And Chaos, who did you bring with me? Who did you bring with you? I'm sorry.
It's just me tonight.
Just you. Okay. Sounds good. You probably missed the beginning of the show, but I was saying that I'm actually doing this from our cabin up north. So I'm having kids walk in front of me. I'm having a dog saying, why haven't you fed me? What is wrong with you? So a lot of distraction going on. But thank you for hanging in there with me. I thought it would be something that you might be interested in hearing. I don't know you at all, but what do you think? What did you think about what Regina had to say?
When she was talking about how women need to come together, boost each other up, support each other, I wholeheartedly agree. I worked for the city for 24 years in a pretty much male dominant job, and the few women that were there, we definitely supported each other. And whenever a new woman would come into the job, we would let her know, you know, you come to us if you have problems, we'll help you take care of it. If it means the guy's got to go to the landfill, no, I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, and it was such a good setup for having you on next. And I don't even think I said why you were here, but you are here for women helping women and their families and their children. And you are Chaos Riddle from Santas Without Chimneys. Can you tell me a little bit more about your organization, how people can get involved, and what it is that you do when we come back in just a few moments?
Sure.
Listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Football season is back, and no matter which home team you root for, there's one thing everyone in the Midwest can agree on. If you're tailgating or grilling at home, nothing beats a freshly baked Village Hearth bun. An old-fashioned hot dog bun is the perfect accompaniment for a brat or a hot dog and all the toppings your little heart desires. And for the best burgers, you just can't beat the Village Hearth classic bun. So head to the store and pick up some Village Hearth buns. The weekend is almost here.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is the Empowered Caregiver, and I am your host, Liza Hellenbrand, doing a live show today from our cabin right outside of Plainfield, Wisconsin, the wonderful home of Ed Gein. On that note, let's just switch gears to something much more meaningful. I have with me right now Cass Riddle, who runs... Is that fair to say? Are you in charge of Santas Without Chimneys?
Oh, well, for the most part, yes.
Okay. Tell us more about it and how people can get involved.
Well, if we're going to do that, you're going to get a little tour as I speak. We are as roofless as our children. We never have any idea of where we're going to be. So this year, I was actually concerned. And if you ever heard of Occupy Madison and the tiny homes,
yes,
that's where this stemmed from. And I went back to them, and they have a third village site, or this will be the third village site. And so they gave us the space for this year. So up on this wall, you're going to see a ring, a paper chain after the boxes,
sure.
Pretty festive looking. And it just keeps going and going. So each single ring represents one homeless child in the Madison schools. Now, that's not including their siblings that may not be in school. You can see it just wraps and goes and goes and goes.
So Chaos, so those that aren't watching on live, and even myself, I'm watching you as you give me this virtual tour of these rings, and they go on and on. You're right, I can't even wrap my head around it. How many are we talking? Do you have some
over
kind
a thousand.
Of number? Over 1,000 homeless children within the city of Madison. Do I have that correct?
Yes. We have 15, it could keep going, but I'll stop.
Okay. And what do you do to help them? And what can we do to help them?
So what we do is we work with TEP, which is the Transitional Educational Program. They are the social workers in the schools. They pretty much figure out which children are roofless. We prefer to say highly mobile or roofless. And they find out whether these kids are going to get anything at all for Christmas. So these are kids that are going to get nothing. Their parents were not able to make it to Toys for Tots. They've outgrown Toys for Tots, various things like that. So what we do is we find out their three wishes. We try to fulfill all three wishes. It's not always possible. They're wishes. Sometimes they're asking for the moon. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. Teens are the hardest to shop for. So we do take teens, and a lot of them are what we call unaccompanied. So they're on their own. It may be for gender reasons. It may be, who knows? There's all different kinds of reasons why they may be on their own. We kind of really want to get them on the right foot. So we will package things a little bit different. But they still get three gifts. We try to throw more like food cards at them, things like that. Every child gets a brand new blanket. Thank you, Penzies. Every child gets books. from Madison Reading Project. And we rep and we deliver with Santas. How other people can help. So we always need help. Sponsor a kid. Go to our website, which is santaswithoutchimneys.org. You can find us on Facebook. If you can sponsor at least one kid and get one wish, you've helped us out. Mm. We have drop boxes all over the city. You can drop just various items in there. And then if a kid doesn't get sponsored, we shop off our shelves. If you like to wrap, come in and wrap. If you like to organize, come in and organize. We got something for everybody here.
All right. So if money is tight for yourself, but you want to get involved, there are other ways to get involved. We're going to run up on time. I have one more person that wants to speak, and I apologize that I had to cut you short as I was finishing up with Regina, but I want you to get the website out there one more time. And I encourage everyone from around the state to go to the website. I've got to assume that you can just make a financial donation on the website if you're listening way up at the tip top of the state.
Yep. 100% volunteers. Nobody's paid. Almost all the money goes right back to the kids, and that's santaswithoutchimneys.com or .org.
.org. santaswithoutchimneys.org. I will make sure to get that up on my social media as well as all of civic media so we can get this out to the entire state. Thank you so much for joining me today and for the awesome, amazing work that you do.
Thank you for having us on. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Take care.
Next,
we have just a minute to go, so I'm going to set my next guest up for my next show, and I'm going to drag him by his ear to come back and join me next week, and I can absolutely do that because I'm his mom. So, Caden, I want you to let everyone know what you are going to be talking about next week, because what I wanted you to talk about today, we're going to run out of time. So let listeners know where you go to school, and then, we'll start with there. Where do you go to school, Caden? Yep. Where do you go to school?
I go to Edgewood College.
You go to Edgewood College. And so what I did is I reached out to Edgewood College and I said, November is National Family Caregivers Month. You go to a program at Edgewood called the Cutting Edge Program. It is for students with disabilities. And so all of those students have caretakers, caregivers in their life, most likely people that will always be there to support them in some little way. I know that you're all learning to live independently. That's why we have you go there and make friendships and learn how to live on your own. But there are people that help you, your parents. So what I asked is for the students at Cutting Edge Program, if they could write a thank you letter, a thank you note to their mom or dad or whoever it is that takes care of them. And they did. And we've got some really amazing responses. And I asked Caden, since he goes to Edgewood and since he knows these people, to read these thank yous, these shout outs to parents. And I went and talked to darn much and I ran out of time. So I am going to have you join me next week to read these off. But you have 2 seconds. What's the best thing about your mom?
The best thing about my mom is that she looks after me and she's pushing me to be independent, and she's
awesome.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station. This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
What?
What is the meaning behind Movember? It isn't just about the mustaches. Movember is meant to raise awareness about men's health, prostate or testicular cancer, or suicide, and also be a reminder to see your doctor. Movember started in Australia in 2003. It's now observed in more than 20 countries. So guys, remember to see your doctor, and however you celebrate this month, all of us with your local Civic Media radio station wish you a wonderful holiday season. I'm Terry Barr.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says some of the hostages set to be released today by Hamas